Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Hobo Thinga podcast. My name is Crystal Sedino, and I am the Training and Development Specialist for the Native Learning Center. Hope y'all are doing okay. I'm thrilled that you guys are listening in as we release these podcasts every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And a note to COVID-19, I hope you guys are doing okay, and our responders and everyone involved with it are doing just fantastic. So with us today, we have...
Hi, I'm Wilma Noah. I am also the Training and Development Specialist here at the Native Learning Center. I'm happy that you can join us today. And with us, we have a special guest. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Gaylene Jacobs, the Office Manager for the Native Learning Center. And I'm here hopefully to give you some financial tips during this craziness that we've got going on.
Right. So... our podcast topic for the day is
helpful financial tips. We're all in this together.
Thank you, Gaylene.
Thank you, Gaylene.
You're a pro now.
Okay.
Popping in when we need it. All right. So let's go ahead and kick this off. I want to ask the first question. All right. So as we know, we have a bunch of people that are now out of jobs because of COVID-19. It's, you know, I think something that none of us could have anticipated. I think the three of us can totally agree on that. And I think the other day we hit like 6.6 million on unemployment. It's probably increased, of course. And so I guess my first question is, applying for unemployment benefits, like should you or anything like that? Gaylene?
Well, you know, I think some people might think that because they were furloughed, they may not be entitled to unemployment benefits, but they absolutely are. So whether you're furloughed or laid off due to no fault of your own, mind you, you're eligible to file for unemployment benefits. You may start a claim right now, depending on what each individual state requirements are. Start the application process online, and then when you're able to file your claim, you can go ahead and do that. You're right. Over 6.6 million people filed for unemployment last week alone. So obviously, they're inundated. And I know that within the state of Florida, they're trying to hire new employees and contractors to deal with this influx of claims. So be patient and stick with it, because you will get those benefits. Even if you apply next week, they're still going to give you your benefits. It might be later than sooner.
Would it be retro?
Oh, yeah, they absolutely will. So it doesn't matter if you applied this week or next week and you were already on unemployment 2 weeks ago, they're going to go ahead and give you that payment. They have to. Some of the suggestions in the meantime to file your claim were to try off-peak hours, or maybe in the evening, like overnight, or first thing in the morning. And I know that also in the state of Florida, they were having some issues where people were able to create their account, but were having problems like resetting their PIN number. And I was able to obtain a auto reset, so that you could call this number and reset your PIN number. And it's 1-800-204-2418. So I hope that might help you if you're having issues. Otherwise, just stick with it and be patient. They're working on it.
Right. I think this is good, because I didn't even think about the whole furlough thing. Because I feel like your initial thought when you're furloughed is like, well, wait, I'm like... Am I eligible?
Right. Because you're still employed.
Right.
You're just not receiving payments. And you're still getting your medical benefits. So it would be a question that I think a lot of people would have is, you know, I'm furloughed, I'm still employed, I'm just not getting paid.
Right.
Can I collect unemployment? And to be honest with you, it's something I thought of as well. I mean,
right.
Okay. So, you know, I know that we teach this in financial wellness about saving for emergencies. So what's your opinion on that?
Well, you're right. There's that tried and true piece of financial wisdom that says individuals should maintain a cushion of 3 to 6 months worth of expenses. And that way they wouldn't be, you know, in a loss to have to borrow money in situations like this. But understandably, right now, a lot of people often work paycheck to paycheck, and this might not be something that they're able, you know, or were prepared for. So if you have savings that you can rely on, then that's great. Definitely dip into that if you need it.
Right. And as Wilma mentioned, we both talk about that a lot in financial literacy, like, and you said it yourself, a lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck. So it's hard for them to save that, you know, the 3 to 6 months worth of expenses, but
hopefully we'll give you some other ways to, you know, recoup or cut back your expenses that you can, you know, well, you're going to make it through this.
Right. And we always advocate, you know, even if you can't save that 3 to 6 months, save what you can, and whatever you have saved at this point in time, use it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to affect your credit at this point.
Yeah. Right. Agreed. So anything else on that? The emergency savings?
No, not on that.
I guess this would be a good time to look over your monthly expenses, right? Because, I mean, with all the money coming out for all these supplies and stuff like that.
Right. Obviously, you're going to have to keep paying your non-discretionary bills, such as rent, your utilities, and obviously groceries. But other expenses that, you know, may not be as crucial to your family for survival, such as, you know, online subscriptions, Spotify, Amazon Prime, your gym membership, just to name a few, are things that you might want to cancel or suspend for just the time being. Those, you know, little things can add up to a lot of expenses. I know my daughter had a gym membership and she, you know, she called them and she had that suspended, and they had no problem with, you know, suspending the auto deduction until, you know, we're out of this crisis. If you have rent, if you're renting, I would suggest that you talk to your landlord. They're able to, you know, maybe modify your rent or even offer some kind of forbearance or leniency, because I know that their lenders are working with them because they know that their tenants aren't going to be able to pay their rent. So those people are going to their financial lenders and saying, okay, my tenants can't pay, and they're getting a forbearance. So hopefully your landlord will be copacetic and help you out
and pass it down.
Exactly. So, you know, or like I said, or modify it, or, you know, give some leniency without penalties.
Right.
So what about utilities? What can we do?
As far as your utilities, that would be your, obviously your power and your water. Again, reach out to everyone and ask if they have any kind of forbearance or, you know, reduction, or, you know, what are they offering during this time period since you've lost your job or you're on forbearance? Let them know, you know, I'll be back to work once this is over with, what, you know, but I just don't have an income. What are you offering? How can you help me? It can't hurt to ask.
Right.
And would you recommend that for like our mobile phones?
Absolutely.
Because not everybody has a landline.
Absolutely. Any kind of utility.
Okay.
I do know. I found out the other day because I received an email, just for those who live in South Florida, FPNL decided for the month of May that they were going to decrease everyone's bill by 25%. And, you know, I mean, depending on how high your bill is, you know, at least it's something. You know, they're trying to kind of help. And then after May, I think they're going to reassess where we're at, just kind of like take it month by month.
Well, like we're all doing.
Yeah. And I do know that they're not going to turn off power if you're not able to pay. But yeah. I don't suggest that you, you know, push the limits.
Right.
You know, if you're able to pay, then pay it. But again, always be in contact, because you want to make sure that they don't think that you're just not paying. So you definitely want to reach out to all of your utility holders and tell them your situation. And my suggestion here would be to document everything. Get a pen and paper and write down who you spoke to, when you spoke to them, and what the agreement was. Because you're going to forget the conversations of who you had with whom and when and what was actually transcribed if you're going to all these people.
Right.
Documentation is vital. Because if you have to come back, you can say, I spoke to so-and-so on such and such a date and time, and this was the agreement that we came to. At least you've got some kind of recourse. So I would always recommend that.
Okay, great. So if you have a mortgage.
Well, when you come to mortgages, thankfully, the states and federal government have rolled out programs that are helping homeowners that are experiencing the financial distress. The president has ordered foreclosures and eviction cases for 60 days to stop. So there's no foreclosures or evictions happening for at least the next 60 days. And obviously that could be extended at some given point if, you know, this continues. The FHFA has also instructed lenders like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to allow borrowers to suspend their payments for up to 12 months. You can check to see if your lender falls into one of these categories by going to the website called makinghomeaffordable.gov. There's a page there that you can go through to see if your mortgage is with either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. Even if your service isn't on there, though, it's still worth reaching out to your mortgage company to find out if there's anything that they're offering at this time.
Awesome. Very good.
Yeah. And so I guess since we're on the subject of, you know, mortgage, which falls under loans and so on and so forth, because I have a bunch of friends who could potentially be affected by this. But what about student loans?
Great question, Crystal. Student loans are also being suspended. The president has put in a forbearance for federal student loans borrowers that will be up to 60 days without any penalties. I was advised that this extension could go up to a year depending on, you know, what happens down the line here. And that they would advise whether or not the forbearance is going to continue or you're back to making your payments. They'll notify you. If you're not sure how to process this, because they do offer that online with your federal loan, call them and they'll walk you through it or they'll do the forbearance for you.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. So here, guys. Any of my friends listening out there, and you're on a tight budget.
Well, to be honest with you, I have a student loan, and just not knowing what the future holds, I went ahead and did a forbearance for myself.
Nice.
It was just as a, you know, precaution. It's an extra $300 a month for me in my pocket. Right. If I needed it for any kind of situation. So I just went ahead and took it. I know there's no penalties and I'm not going to get any more accrued interest. So it's obviously going to prolong my payments, but that's money in my pocket for right now.
Right. No, absolutely.
Great. I noticed that some of our banks have said that they will help and help mitigate the financial impact from the COVID-19. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's correct, Wilma. A lot of your banks are waiving fees and minimum balance requirements because, you know, a lot of banks require you have to have like $500 in your account at all time or they charge you. So check with your bank because a lot of them are waiving these and they're also offering early withdrawals for CDs without penalties, which again is going to help give you extra cash. Let's not forget about credit cards when we talk about banks. Many credit card companies are also offering hardship programs that will defer your payments. So again, a lot of companies are working with people to help alleviate some of their financial burdens at this time. I know that I personally have Bank of America, and this morning when I went on to their website, they had a banner that came across saying, "We're here to help you if you need support." You could submit an online payment deferral request for your credit card or home loan. So it was nice that they actually reached out to offer it as opposed to you having to call to check to see if they're doing anything. So, and there was a little tab to click on and start the process. Great for Bank of America to reach out like that.
Right. No, yeah. I realized that I forgot to mention, as far as like loans go, your auto loan, the thing that you drive.
Right. Again, it's another one of those bills, and it's something that we definitely need to make sure we pay because this can definitely affect your credit history if you default or they'll come repo it. So we don't want to just not pay our auto loans. Again, a lot of them are offering forbearance programs to help borrowers through the next several months. I know that a lot of car companies are even offering 6 months of free payments if you buy a new car, which I'm not suggesting anyone go do right now, but they are offering programs. And I'm sure your loan company will also have something in line to assist. Just not doing anything and hiding your job loss from a lender is just not a good strategy, or missing payments. So I would definitely suggest you reach out to your auto loan lender.
What are your thoughts on someone who has gotten furloughed or lost their job? What if they have automatic payments taken out of their account?
Yeah, that would go back to, you know, once you start going through your ways to cut back, you know, just your monthly expenses, you know, your Spotify, whatever, those are usually automatic deductions, like, you know, on your credit card or however. You might want to go through those bills and see what things that you might have forgotten that are being auto deducted or put on your credit card and start making those suspensions. This isn't going to be a 5 minute, you know, fix all these things. This is going to be like a full day of sitting down and going through all your stuff to make sure you've covered all your bases of your expenditures. I know I personally went through my checkbook, and because I use it as a ledger for my payments, just to make sure that I've got everything covered in case I needed it as expenses, and cut back to minimum credit card payments, even though I don't necessarily need that right now. But it can't hurt to just kind of stockpile extra cash at this time in case I do need it. I know a lot of people have gone to like those pay loan companies to get cash advancements. And it's just something that probably isn't a good idea. Most of them charge anywhere between 3 or 400% interest on those payday loans. And it could take a while to get that payment back to, you know, recoup that 3 or 400% that you had to pay out. So it's something that I don't think you should probably even consider at this point.
To me, it's like a hamster on a wheel. Like, it's a continuous cycle that sometimes it's hard for people to get out of.
Right. Once you get into it and you have to keep that addiction going almost, you know?
Right.
Because you can't afford it, you have to keep going back to cover those expenses. And yeah, it's just not a good policy to get involved in any of those paying companies at all.
Yeah. And woman, I advocate all the time to not
stay away from them.
Do it. We're always like, go away. Don't. So yeah. Yeah. What else we got here? You got anything else for us?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people have 401ks, and I don't really recommend this. You can, you know, you should avoid it if it's all possible. But with that $2 trillion stimulus package that's been approved, the CARES Act, it also includes people to be able to withdraw up to $100,000 from their retirement savings, which would include your 401ks or individual retirement accounts, annuities or CDs, without the typical penalty. Typically, you need to be 59 and a half to withdraw without penalties. But with this stimulus package, they're waiving those fees. So if it means living in the street or accessing your retirement plan, then it's obviously you're going to dip into your retirement plan and access those funds to keep yourself afloat. But it's nice to know that you won't be penalized, because it's like 10%. So you certainly wouldn't want to have to pay, you know, $1,000 from, or $10,000 from your retirement savings just to $100. So, you know, if you can avoid it, avoid it. But it's there, and it's nice to know that you have it if you really do need it.
Right.
There's also community programs that are out there that people can check into. One that I wasn't familiar with before, there's a charitable organization or within your communities that, you know, have set up programs, And the best way to find those is through either dialing 211 on your phone or visiting 211.org. And it asks you to put in your zip code and it directs you to people in your area that are offering programs, like I said, you know, food banks or charity organizations for people at this time.
Great.
Yeah. And then there's also SNAP, which is the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program. This program is through the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and it helps low-income Americans ensure that they have food for their families. It prominently serves households that have family members who are children and the elderly or disabled. So you might want to check their website, because if that's something you need, you're able to check to see if you qualify for these benefits through them.
Great. Okay, so ending this, I do notice that I'm seeing a lot of ads on jobs.
Yeah, I've noticed it too. Dollar General announced that they're hiring over 50,000 new workers by the end of April to meet the coronavirus demand. Walmart, CVS, and Amazon are also reported hiring, as well as there's postings for stocking, warehouse jobs, and logistic positions. So you might be able to find something temporary until we get back on our feet to help supplement your income if you can qualify or get into one of these job positions. And I do know that Dollar General said that they knew that they're only hiring for this temporary situation, because obviously once we get back to work, they're certainly not going to need those extra 50,000 people they just hired.
Right.
And Publix as well. I saw something about them as well.
I'm sure, because the grocery stores are crazy. I mean, I went the other day and I was like, people act like they're not going to have food again.
I know. It's so, you know, just people bought like it was normal. It would be okay. We would have enough for everyone.
Right. But people are stockpiling. And I know
yes.
toilet paper, paper towels are all, you know, a big commodity right now, and cleaning products. There's some advantages. I would suggest you go early in the morning, because that's when they've got their shelves restocked if you really need those items. I know in our area, certain stores are offering senior citizens to get in on Tuesdays and Thursdays if you're 60 to, like, for the hour earlier to shop to get, you know, those toilet paper, paper towels and stuff, as well as Publix is offering if you're 65 and older to come in early. And because my husband is 60, I sent him to the store Tuesday and he came back with toilet paper, paper towels, and, you know, Clorox wipes. So it was like Christmas. And, you know, so the items are there. It's just that once they hit the shelves, everyone's taking them. So my suggestion is just to get to the stores early in the morning to get what you need. We're not running out. They're just hoarding it.
Right.
And for those who don't know, because we're from Florida, we have a store called Publix, because Publix is not throughout all the United States.
Correct.
But it's a grocery store. And yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Right. Yeah. Not everyone's familiar with that.
Yeah.
And the last thing I have to say on this is pay attention to the news. What's happening on the federal and state and local level. It can help you be more aware of what new opportunities are coming up right away. I know that they're constantly making changes governmentally. I know that in the state of Florida, for unemployment, they were requiring that you still look actively for jobs to collect your benefits, and other states were not requiring it, which, I mean, it's kind of silly to say, go look for a job when you know you can't get a job right now because everybody's unemployed and no one's really hiring. So finally, Florida stepped up to the plate and said, okay, now you don't have to actively be looking for a job to collect your benefits. So that, you know, those are the things that kind of change daily, weekly. So keeping yourself informed of what's going on. I wouldn't say sit in front of the TV all day. Set aside a specific time and just make sure you watch the news and see what's happening at least once a day. You know, too much of watching the news is not healthy.
Great advice.
Yeah. Agreed.
Well, hopefully I provided you with some suggestions that will help you ease your financial worries that may have been brought to you by your furlough or job loss due to this virus. And remember, the situation's only temporary. We will come back and we're all in this together. Stay safe and be well.
Oh, I like that.
Aw, thank you, Gaylene.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, guys. Well, you've heard it from us, the NLC, our very own office manager, Gaylene Jacobs, giving us those helpful tips and whatnot if you are furloughed or unemployed, laid off. And as we said, I hope you guys are doing okay. If you guys need to reach us for information, maybe you want the article or information, wherever Gaylene pulled her information from, she's pretty knowledgeable. You can reach Wilma or myself at crystalcedeno@semtribe.com. So crystalcedeno@semtribe.com.
And Wilma Noah, WILMANOAH at Semtribe, SEMTRIBE.com.
And yeah, so like I said, hope you guys are staying healthy. You're practicing health, you're sanitizing, you're, you know, staying indoors. And thank you to all of our first responders and medical people that are out there. Be well.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye.